Yes, this was this thought of our in our last meeting of this inner smile. And as you just said, Lynn, Jesus talks about this smiling pretty often. And by the way, there is also this thought in the Course that, well, the Son of God, which is us, was there in heaven and just had this tiny mad idea of, say, separation running through his mind, and he just hung on to that thought instead of just dismissing it with a tremendous laugh. Realizing this cannot possibly be true, but maybe we or the Son of God just thought, well, maybe let's just give it a try and see how it feels when we really feel bad and when we really feel sick and when we can experience the end, like death. And so maybe that resonates in some of you. I think there's quite a lot to that. And yeah, but let's just focus on this inner smile for a little while. This is a very easy and very beautiful little, say, inner exercise. They also do that in Qigong, you know, this Chinese technique of getting the energy moving through the system organically again. And they have this thought about the inner smile there, too. And they, if I'm not mistaken, even say this is the say the step into heaven. So let's just think of an inner smile, or no, let's just think of a smile. Let's just think of some kind face giving us, just giving us a big smile full of appreciation and full of love. Let's just think of this smile and really allow it to float throughout our entire systems. This is a smile of absolute non-judgment. This is a smile of total acceptance of ourselves. And this is a smile that says, hey, come on now, even though you're in such and such a difficult situation, or even though you might be so ill, or even though you might be sitting in a wheelchair, or I don't know what, or even though you might have pains, and even though you might feel guilty because of that, because, you know, actually you shouldn't have pains, just drop all those judgmental thoughts and just look me in the face. Look in my face and just accept my smile. Just accept my total appreciation of yourself. Accept my total love for you. and allow this smile of mine to flow throughout your entire world, inner world, outer world, your entire system, and of course your bodies too. Because as we learned, it all begins in the mind, but it's supposed to extend through the bodies. Light begins in the mind, but light is supposed to extend through our bodies. Healing begins in our minds, and it's supposed to extend through our bodies. I wouldn't even say it's supposed to, it wants to. It wants to extend through our bodies, through our whole realm of experience, without leaving any part of it outside. So let's allow this smile, and we can even think of God giving us this wonderful smile, or we can think of Jesus smiling at us so beautifully, or we can think of Holy Spirit. It really doesn't matter. Just think of this smile full of appreciation for your entire life, including all of your problems, including all of your diseases. God doesn't, or Holy Spirit doesn't fight diseases, or we shouldn't think we have to fight and get rid of diseases. In case we experience diseases, we should just rearrange our inner focus, and step by step, and rearrange it in the direction of light, of lightness, of healing, or say allow spirit to rearrange our focus in the direction of healing, because healing is really all this phenomenal world is for. It's the only good meaning we can give this phenomenal world. Healing. Healing separation. Healing death. Healing disease, healing fear, healing depression, and healing anger. That's all this phenomenal world is here for. And I don't want to go into some metaphorical thoughts. Let's just stick to this good definition of what this world is for, what this life is for. This life of ours is here for us to be happy. This life, this physical life of ours, is here for us to be happy unconditionally. And this putting our, or thinking of our inner, on some inner good loving smile. Everyone has been smiled at. Every one of us knows how wonderful it is when we allow ourselves, even though we might be depressed, to answer this smile with a smile, with smiling ourselves. All of us have experienced just this little meeting of two smiles can catapult us or slingshot us out of a serious depression in no time. And after the smile is over, of course, usually the depression returns, but thinking of this inner smile and thinking of it again and again, thinking of this one gentle happy face giving us this wonderful powerful smile of appreciation. If we do that just again and again, this will cause so much healing to occur in our systems and of course in our bodies as well. No one can honestly be sick for a long time if he really decides to be utterly happy. It just doesn't work. If we're just utterly happy, the disease doesn't have a grip on us. And it really is a matter of decision to decide to think of this wonderful smile, smiling at me personally right now, or at you very personally right now, and allowing this smile to shower you will make every day. We just have to remember, and we shouldn't try to get too philosophical or too theological or too chorusical. We should keep things normal and plain, because that's what the entire course wants to get us back to. Let's be normal again. Let's just be happy again, because this is what we are here for. Let's be healthy again, because that's what we're here for. And how can we become healthy? By just, for instance, again and again, putting our inner focus on this wonderful positive smile of appreciation. The Holy Spirit or God or however you may call them is actually showering us with constantly. God constantly smiles at us. God constantly loves us. There is no such thing as that God says, okay, now you have to really prove to me that you deserve my appreciation. That's not how the divine thinks. That's not how intelligence, true intelligence, spiritual intelligence thinks. Spiritual intelligence thinks completely different. And it's only us who are either allowing this total appreciation to come into our lives, or who are just shutting it out. And this is, we really have to become aware of this activity of ours of shutting happiness out of our lives. I had this, I experienced that so strongly when I was so dead sick, really for years, and heavily hunching about on two crutches, and without being able to really cover a far distance, maybe just 20 meters or 50 meters or something. That would be plenty for me, and after that I would be exhausted. And when most people that I would meet in those times, they somehow looked away or they felt uneasy or something like that. And but some people tried to send me some smiles, and I even answered them, because I was happy somebody was smiling at me, no matter how damn sick I was appearing to be. But the moment the person had passed by, and I was obviously on my own again, or apparently on my own again, I completely forgot this energy of his or her smile, and thought, well, thought all those stupid thoughts, like, well, those people, they can smile at me easily, they're just running around with no problem whatsoever, they can do whatever they want, I'm here, and I can't do a damn thing. And besides, constantly those things happen to me, like I have to hide in some corner, house corner, in order to be able to pee there, because of my nervous bladder. And I thought, well, they can smile easily, they're, because they're healthy. No, that's not the reason why people are smiling at you when you're sick. The reason people are smiling at you or at us when we're sick is that something within them, even if they might not be able to put that in words, wants to cheer us up in some way, because somehow everybody knows when you start smiling at your situation, or allowing this smile to meet your situation, the situation will improve. And it just depends on us for how long we keep the focus. Usually we forget, or at least I forget it very quick. But fortunately, through the course, I learned to remember even quicker, actually. And I just remember when I have any kind of problem, I just remember some good thought from the course, and it brings me right back into the lap of God. Or in case we don't, in case we want it easier, let's just think of this smile. Let's just think of Jesus giving us a big smile full of appreciation. And I'm sure when he walked this little blue planet, he must have smiled a lot, and he must have laughed a lot too. Because he was a powerful person, and powerful people, they don't run around with grim faces. They just remember every person they meet. Is just a beautiful meeting of two divine souls in heaven. It's just a remembrance for them who they are. And so we can really be so very, very thankful for actually every meeting that occurs in our daily lives, And it can be, doesn't matter how short it is, and it doesn't matter at all whether we know this person or not. It's just a matter, do I recognize him or her in this moment? Am I open to him or her in this moment? Am I happy to see this person in this moment? And by it, and even for instance, my doctor, I can be just happy to see my doctor, not because I'm sick, but because I'm happy that I see my brother in my doctor, my next one, my neighbor in my doctor, and I don't have to talk about that with him. It's just my intention of being happy and being thankful for every meeting, for every encounter, that makes every encounter as good and as positive as it actually, probably none of us meeting there in this encounter can imagine. So I think this is a very in our Western culture, this not walking around outside with open eyes, or not waving hands at people that we don't know. Children wave little children, they wave hands at people that they don't know, and that's in a very, very normal thing that's actually hidden in each and every one of us. We want to wave our hands at other people, and we don't have to know a damn thing about them. It's just this waving hands out of recognition, or just this smiling out of recognition. I recognize you're my holy self. And we should, if we become aware, a little more aware at what is really happening when two smiles meet, what does actually happen in that instant? What is actually going on? There is this feeling of happiness in both of the people, or say myself and this person that I'm exchanging this smile with. But actually, what happens is, in this instant, I forget my body entirely. I forget myself being a body, or my identification with a body. I don't think at all I don't think about my problems. I don't think about my disease. I don't think about my personality, and I don't think if I look good or not. I don't think about those things. In that moment, when those two smiles meet, there is it's like a flash, actually. It's like a short flash of light, and in this short flash of light, at least that's how I experience it, and please just try it out and see if that's not the same with you. In these instances, we are not in our bodies. Our bodies are smiling, but we are not in our bodies. We are in the encounter. We're in meeting this other person. And I think this is a tremendous insight. Because after all, it says in the Course, I'm not a body, I'm entirely free. Okay, if I'm not a body, if I'm entirely free, so what am, what then? Okay, I can say I'm the Son of God and I can say it 10,000 times. But unless I get into the experience of what these words mean, this doesn't have any effect on me. And Holy Spirit wants to have us experience effects, have us experience light, have us experience happiness, have us experience recovery and health. That's what those guys are there for. That's their job. So if we start just with this little inner exercise of this smile, and if we just allow this smile again and again to float our systems, so much healing can occur. And long as I focus on this big smile, I don't have to try and figure out, and I won't even do that, try and figure out what's wrong with me, what could I do against my disease, what kind of medicine could help me, what kind of therapy could I do, what kind of doctor could I go and see. And I won't sit in front of the computer and read all those things about my disease. Disease and disease and disease, keeping my disease going by this activity, but I will just put my focus somewhere else, and I will put my focus on healing. I will put my focus on happiness, because smiles are the things that make us happy. A big bank account doesn't make us happy. A wonderful job doesn't make us happy. I don't know what all doesn't make us happy. A smile makes us happy. An unconditional smile makes us happy. And really, I'm sure if more people would just walk around outside and just, instead of thinking of their problems and all the things they have to do and all the presents they have to buy for Christmas to make their family happy, with all this nonsense actually, if we would start to smile at each other more frequently, this alone could really make this world here an entirely different place. Who says I have to give this, say this criminal a fierce look? Who says I have to do that? Who says I have to feel defensive? Who says I have to defend myself from all those attacks from bacterias and viruses and germs and judgments? Who says I have to defend myself against that? Or we have to defend ourselves against that? Who says we have to do that? Beside the moment we defend against all those things, germs and viruses and diseases and what have you, those things grow bigger. And I mean, mustn't we have realized that? The more I focus on my disease, the more I focus on my problem, the bigger it becomes. And the more I focus on my happiness and on my health, the happier and the healthier I become. This is really, I experienced that, and so many of my friends and little family, they rubbed their eyes after some weeks, and they just couldn't believe that after seeing me in on those crutches and in a wheelchair and with this depressive look on my face for such a long time, all of a sudden I would just be happy and I walked better. And I would only need one cane for walking, and I could even climb steps. And I didn't do any medical treatment to get there. None whatsoever. The only thing I did was I really, and that was because I was so tired of being unhappy. I was so tired of being depressed. I was so tired of being sick. I was tired of being ill. I was so tired of my fear. I just couldn't stand it any longer. I was so tired of this limiting thinking of mine, of this judgmental thinking of mine. It just made me throw up. I couldn't stand that any longer. And I just decided, and all those suicide thoughts I played through over and over again. I was just so tired of that. And seeing myself as sick and powerless being, that was but maybe in my case I really had tried so hard to feel depressed, and I had tried so hard to feel fearful, and I had tried so hard to be unhappy. And actually for, I don't know, for 55 years or so, I really tried that again and again. And eventually, the last 2 years, I tried especially hard to really be unhappy and to really end my life and to really finally die. And I really had this intention set in my mind. And I was so unhappy and I was so depressed, and no medicine helped and no good words helped, and nothing helped. It was just that one night I just had enough of it. I said to myself, I have enough of that. I really got enough of that now. I want to be happy, and I don't want to be happy tomorrow, and I don't want to be happy because of this and that, and I don't want to be happy because my body is healthy all of a sudden, or some magician comes and makes my body healthy, which didn't happen anyway. I want to be happy because I want to be happy, and I didn't even believe in God in those days, or in Holy Spirit, or in Jesus, or no, that was just very, just for myself. I wanted to be happy, and immediately I remembered how this works. And I'm sure all of us know how to be happy works, because we all experience those situations, and we're all thinking beings. And when we just think it over, then we will be able to activate this by throwing out our entire negative judgmental thinking about whatever and whoever. I just did not want to judge other people any longer. I didn't want to judge myself any longer. I didn't want to judge the world any longer for being in such a mess. Or the government, or my teachers, or my parents, or I didn't want to judge anyone any longer. I wanted to be happy, and happiness and judgmental thinking are excluding each other. We cannot be really happy, genuinely happy with judgmental thoughts running around in our minds. It doesn't work. We cannot smile at anybody really from the depth of our being with any judgmental thought about him or her in this moment. It's impossible. Either we give them a real big smile or we judge them. So, and doesn't it say in the Course and also in the Bible and all those holy texts that this world actually is meant to be a place where happiness is being exchanged? I mean, what do we think? I don't know, eternal Jerusalem somewhere up there in heaven. What will this be made out of? It will be made out of smiles of appreciation and not of people running around in beautiful shining robes and garments and looking darn holy. No. This eternal Jerusalem is made out of smiling people smiling out of appreciation at themselves and at other people. This is made out of totally non-judgmental attitude of the people living there. And that's what we want to wake up to, and I really deeply believe that is what everyone wants to wake up to, and that's what all the people that are depressed and suffering from depression actually want to wake up to, but they don't know how to get there. So let us just be a little helpful. And we don't have to tell anybody about the Course in Miracles or eternal Jerusalem or the Bible or what Jesus said and all those things. This is all history. It really is. It's history. What is happening now, that's where the show is taking place. And we can make this moment of now into a big party, actually, of recognition and of appreciation. And we should just maybe that goes for me just as well, as I have the feeling that Spirit is talking here. Just give the world, smile at the world more often. Smile at other people more often. And just think of this inner smile, of this smiling face more often. Maybe just put a smiley on our walls. And allow this smile to enter our souls. because this smile will get us all the way to heaven. This easiness will get us all the way to heaven. Strain and effort and trying hard and even more important, fear and feelings of guilt, they will never get us to heaven, no way. Because what they do, those feelings, they and those thoughts, they make us tighten up. They make us tighten up and believe we are restricted to our bodies. Believe we are nothing but our bodies. Believe we have to strive and strive and strive in order to get out of that. And the more we strive, the more we realize we just can't make it. With this attitude, we just can't make it. This attitude of fighting against my disease, and I will find out some medicine that will erase that disease from my system, and then put all kinds of plants and oils and salts and what have you together and make a substance, and even if I sell it cheaply, this might help for a certain while, but this will not erase my deep belief in death. In the end of life and living. Because even if I become healthy again, eventually my body will just give up and hop into the grave, and long as I am still identified with my body in this moment, I really have a problem. So let us remember. I tried to find that, but I didn't find the exact passage where it is in the Course in Miracles. Jesus talks again and again about this fact that most of our problems, or actually all of our problems, they just stem from the fact that we believe we are bodies. And we believe in time. And that we believe we are inside our bodies. But this is a mistake, because we are not inside our bodies. It's the other way around. Our bodies are inside of us, or call it our minds or our spirit. Our bodies are inside of us, our ideas in our minds. Just like time is an idea in our minds, and space is an idea in our minds. That's the whole idea of separation. I will restrict myself to a little body and absolutely identify with this little body and think the entire universe is somewhere outside of this little body, and I can see and hear and feel parts of it, but the entire picture is not available to me. I am sort of shut off. I'm just this little entity. And this is a mistake. We are not restricted to our bodies. We are not even inside our bodies. Our bodies are events taking place in our minds. Same as time and space are events taking place in our minds. But I think mind is such much too weak a word to say in our, say, call it awareness. We're actually awareness and one with awareness and one with the divine, and there is this film going on in our awareness with all kinds of bodies and all kinds of stories and all kinds of pictures, and we grab hold of one of those bodies and say, that's my body, and then there we are in this body. Say before our bodies get born. And this is what Jesus really wants to get us back to remember, to just remember we are one. We are one with the entire universe. We are not separate from any part of the universe. We are one with the entire universe, and each and every one of us is one in reality with the entire universe. That's why some people say, some wise people say from some other traditions, the Sufis, when a person awakens, truly awakens, a new universe is born. Why? Because this person realizes in this very instant it is one with the entire universe. And I cannot possibly be one with the entire universe long as I'm sure that I'm just this little body. It doesn't work. So I have to be willing to give up my body identification for just a moment and allow myself to connect to this life of ours again. And I'm absolutely sure that this is the only reason why we become sick, why we develop diseases. All those diseases, I think a good definition of disease is it's a try of our souls to get us back home. We become sick because we so stubbornly believe in this separation thinking, and we so actually suffer from this separation thinking, and we want to get home, get an idea of where our home is. And that's what this course is all about. It wants us to remember that we are not anywhere outside of our true home, inner home, in truth. So let us just if you want to, let us just lay down our defenses against this big love of God. We don't even have to call it God. Against this big, overwhelming, unconditional love. Bodies are or can be used as defenses against this big love. Diseases can be used as defenses against this big love. As a matter of fact, there is this lesson in the Course, sickness is a defense against the truth. But we can look at our sicknesses, whether they be physical sicknesses or mental, psychological sicknesses, from another point of view. We can look at our sicknesses as our calls to wake up, our yearning to wake up. We become sick and ill because we feel so separate, we feel so isolated, we feel so alone actually. We feel so dependent on everything, on air and breath and food and the market, especially the market, and all those things. We're not dependent of these things. Our identity is somewhere entirely else. Our identity is our remembering. We're one with the universe. We're one with this power we call God. And the more we allow this power from universe to into our systems, the healthier our bodies will just have to become. And of course, there are those stories from, you know, those sages, ancient sages, or from India or what have you, that were very revered persons, and they had all kinds of diseases, and they eventually died from some kind of disease. I'm positive, in the first place, there is nothing wrong with that. In the second place, there is a new time dawning now, and we don't have to take on diseases. We don't have to burden our lives with diseases, neither for ourselves nor other people. Or Jesus showed us a completely different path, or say Holy Spirit chose this entirely different path. That's this great fortune we have, to connect with the Spirit, because Spirit says, hand your disease over to me, let me carry that disease. Maybe, I don't know, maybe those sages, they didn't know that in those days. But Jesus knows it and knew it, and this is what he wants to inform us about. We don't have to carry our disease. We don't have to cure our disease. We don't have to worry about our disease. We don't even have to think about our disease. We can give this desire an entire topic and problem over to spirit. And just trust or allow his healing to take place. And it will take place certainly also in our physical systems, in our bodies. Certainly, because we allowed it to enter in our minds. And it's always mind first and matter second. Until we finally realize there is actually no separation between the two, because there actually is no separation at all. This is just a fiction going on in our minds. That there is somewhere there is God and the divine and health and all these good things, and somewhere there is matter and all those heavy things, and the two are sort of far away from each other. This is separation thinking. Let's just look at that. This is separation thinking. There is no such thing outside of heaven as anything outside of heaven. There is no such thing in reality as being separated from each other. That's just a hallucination. That's just a fiction we believe in. And if we allow these thoughts to just enter our hearts, just maybe this thought of healing. I'm healthy, no matter how sick we may be. I'm healthy. I know this sounds absurd, but this is it's actually only paradoxical, and it's extremely helpful. Just open up to how God thinks about you, and how allow the divine to heal those diseases and those problems. And God only says, hey, you're healed, you're absolutely okay, you're perfect, I love you, you're in lack of nothing. You don't have to prove anything to me. Let's just maybe sing a good song together.